Hey, everybody. Welcome back to The Tipsy Ghost. We're your tipsy hosts, Sarah, Sarah, and Lindsay.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
I have a gift for you. It's really a gift that's not a gift, but you'll like it. You'll appreciate it.
Sounds like a gift.
Sounds like a gift. Okay.
I'm excited. I just finished season 2 of Game of Thrones.
My frozen heart has been thawed.
It's only been like 4 years, but it's okay.
Oh my gosh.
We're so happy. And what are your thoughts?
I have to get to things on my own time.
I don't remember like what's in each season. So you're going to have to give me a recap of what happened in season 2.
Season 2 was a lot of the battles.
Okay.
I mean, I assume that there's a lot of battles all the time.
Yes.
But there's
every season.
mostly focused on war.
Oh, okay.
When is the Red Wedding?
It was not season 2.
Ooh. Okay.
We're dying for you to get there.
I cannot wait.
We just left off. Joffrey's gonna not marry Sansa. He's marrying somebody else.
Yeah.
She's super cute though.
Marjorie.
I like her.
I love Marjorie.
Yeah. She's kind of a badass.
She really is. I know I shouldn't like people and I'll just get my feelings hurt, but I'm kind of a fan of Tyrion. And how he's playing both sides.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's clever. He is probably the smartest one on the show. So yeah. Do you remember I have a Game of Thrones t-shirt that says, I drink and I know things?
Mm-hmm.
That's Tyrion. He says that. He's always drinking wine. And he goes, that's my thing. I drink and I know things. And I'm like, yes.
Facts.
Yes.
Big facts.
I love it.
He's definitely the best of that family, for sure.
He is. He's very smart.
Oh, I really like the end scene where... Are they the White Walkers?
Mm-hmm.
All the White Walkers are going into battle.
You get to see the White Walkers.
I love when they go to the wall with Jon Snow and they go north of the wall.
The White Walkers.
I love the animation for it. They look really cool.
They did a great job with them.
And I'm luckily, so they continue throughout the seasons.
You will continue to see the White Walkers.
So far, I've gathered there is a lot of violence and a lot of boobies.
Yeah,
that is accurate.
That's why it's on HBO.
Uh-huh.
Violence and boobs.
And I mean, there's a lot of violence, yes.
Yes. And were we correct in saying do not get attached to any character?
Yeah, made the mistake. And then I have since...
It's done.
I don't like anybody.
Ned Stark ripped my heart out because I just was not expecting
that. That was the first heartbreaker.
That's how they get you.
Yeah. Like, that was my mistake. I liked Ned.
Yeah.
And then I saw his head.
You saw Ned's head.
On a stake, yes.
On a stake.
It was rolling, and then it was on a stake, and Sansa had to stare at it, and it was horrible.
Yes. Yeah. Just continue that theme. Don't get attached to anybody. Nobody is safe in the Game of Thrones realm.
That is very true. Mm-hmm. It's still hard because they do make the characters somewhat likable, at least some of them. Mm-hmm. And the ones that they do, you're like, oh, I just really like them. But just...
Like, not...
Nobody's freaking safe.
Not every single person's going to be killed off, obviously, but just blanket rule, don't get attached.
Even the ones that don't, though, they go through some stuff.
I know there's really rough stuff.
So, anyways, I'm so happy. Do you like it?
Yeah. It's not a show that you can just, like, watch and scroll on your phone.
You have to watch.
You have to focus, and that's different for me.
Yeah.
I like to be doing multiple things at once.
Yeah.
So, just sitting and staring is different, but, I mean, it keeps my attention.
Mm-hmm. You do have to watch.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen, I can't remember if we've talked about this, have you ever seen Breaking Bad?
No.
That's another one of my favorite shows
Mike
of all time.
Mike loves that show.
So good.
I watched a couple episodes, but it was...
That show will rip your heart out as well.
I think it was whenever he found out he had cancer, and I was like, well, this does not sound like anything.
I mean, you find out he has cancer like in the first episode.
That's probably the episode I watched.
I only watched like the first couple and I stopped.
I mean, the whole thing is about him having cancer and finding ways to pay for his treatment, but it is, that show will rip your heart out, but it is also so well done from beginning to end. Loved it.
Okay. I'm so glad you were watching it, and thank you. Then we can talk about it.
You're welcome.
Our suggestions are never wrong, because I also recommended Bob's Burgers to you, and you are welcome still for that.
I love Bob's Burgers.
I know.
All right. You're going to tell us a story?
I have a story. And it is a cryptid.
Okay. But we're not allowed to look at our phones.
A cryptid? Is it on my sweatshirt?
No.
Can I Sharpie it in here?
No. You can, but then you ruin the sweatshirt.
Are you saying my art is terrible?
No, Sharpie fades away over time.
Okay. All right. I'll take that answer.
She's wise. Very wise.
Yeah. Thank you.
That was a smart answer.
Thank you for being the adult in the room.
Have you heard of the Snallygaster?
I have not.
No.
In fact, heard of the Snallygaster.
Snallygaster. No, I have not.
Snallygaster.
I keep wanting to call it a scallywag, but it's a Snallygaster.
I can see that. Scallywag.
I am very excited for the Snallygaster.
Is it a pirate? Scallywag.
No. Not even a little.
A pirate cryptid?
Arg, Snallygaster.
Miss Snallygaster.
Miss Snallygaster is acting out. Feed him to the Kraken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's not a pirate.
No.
Okay. All right. Well, it could be.
We're going to go back to the 1730s.
Oh.
With the German immigrants.
Oh.
That settled the area. Frederick County, Maryland.
It's very specific, and I don't know anything about this place, so please tell me.
Basically, we're in Maryland in the 1730s.
Never been
with
there.
With German immigrants.
Okay.
Soon after their arrival, there were reports of the community being terrorized by a Schnellergeist.
Ooh, German, something ghost.
German accent,
Schnellergeist.
Please. Schnellergeist.
Schnellergeist. Something ghost. Ghost.
It okay. means quick ghost.
Oh, okay.
You're so smart.
I'm thinking I got half of it.
Geist.
Geist.
I don't know.
Early descriptions of the Snallygaster are of a mixed creature of half bird and half siren, with nightmarish features of demons and ghouls. Sirens come from Greek mythology and are human-like beings.
What in the world am I looking at?
With alluring voices.
So it's got wings like a dragon, but it's also like the body of a snake, it looks like.
And like tentacles like an octopus coming from its head.
And like one eye.
But as more details came out, it is actually more like a dragon.
Just not going to answer our questions.
This is answering your question.
Okay.
It's actually more like a dragon, but half bird, half reptile, with a metallic beak lined with razor sharp teeth, and sometimes has octopus like tentacles.
Oh my god, we nailed it.
We got it. That is a terrifying thing.
That's a Snallygaster.
Well, its name is hilarious, but it is not hilarious looking.
No.
Snallygaster is like a hodgepodge of
the Snallygaster sounds like Jeff the Mongoose, like fun and friendly. This is terrifying.
The Snallygaster is a mixture of every animal.
Every animal out there. Possible.
Yeah. Okay. The creature is said to swoop silently from the sky to pick up and carry off its victims, mainly livestock and misbehaving children.
Why does it always go for the children?
They're Krampus. Easy targets.
Gosh.
Krampus extension.
He's putting them in his naughty sack.
Dora's naughty sack.
Are we going back to the sack?
Yes.
We never left the sack.
The scallywag. What's his name? The
scallywag. See, that's what I told you. Right?
Snallywag.
Snally sack.
What?
Snally sack has his own.
No, but what's his real name?
Snallygaster.
Snallygaster.
Snallygaster has
I'm
his
not
own Snally sack.
I remember this name.
I can't remember it.
Scallywag.
Who named this?
The Germans.
First off, how dare you? This is not a good name.
Don't insult the Germans. We've already been there. Don't need to go back.
Already been there. Did you say that Geist was ghost?
Yes.
It is ghost. So Zeitgeist, which means that doesn't have anything to do with ghosts. I'm so confused.
What is it?
Zeitgeist is like the times. It has something to do with like, it's a literary term. Like when.
What? How do you spell the first word?
Z-E-I-T.
Zeit? That is time. Time ghost?
Isn't time ghost.
Zeit?
Okay. So it's the mood of a particular time in history. So like the mood, the spirit. So maybe that's why. Ghost. Spirit. Mm.
That is not an SAT word that I know.
Well, I was
spirit of the age.
Yeah. So like Zeitgeist is like.
Hey, I was close. Time.
It's a literary term about like time, something that's chronological or whatever. So I was like, Geist? Ghost? What?
You were right.
Like, I get it now. Spirit of the time.
Now you know.
Now I know. I'm
scholarly.
Very confused.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say I'm scholarly and such.
All right, we got the naughty sack, the scally sack.
Yep.
Scally sack.
Carries off livestock, misbehaving children.
Misbehaving dirty children.
Sometimes.
Oh, dirty back.
How do you know it's dirty?
He could be clean.
It rhymed, I don't know. And a scaly back?
Yeah, scaly back, because he's reptile.
Yeah, he's a dragon.
Okay. Some of the earliest stories claim that the monster sucked the blood from its victims.
Vampire. it's a daddy drac with a naughty sack.
Daddy Drac.
Daddy Drac with a naughty sack.
Daddy Drac sack.
I cannot. There is just something about cryptids
that you going.
We cannot take seriously.
Well, let's be honest.
They look funny.
They do look funny. All right, so Daddy Drax. Naughty sack.
Daddy Drax with the naughty sack.
Drinks the blood of children.
Yep. Luckily, locals found a way to ward off the Snallygaster by painting 7 pointed stars on barns and other buildings.
I already forgot the name of this beast.
Snallygaster.
Gaster.
All right, so they're painting 7 pointed stars, okay?
It's a Snallygaster. You said caster.
Don't know. Snallygaster. It's a dumb name. It's a dumb name.
Take that up with the Germans. German room here.
Hey, Germany.
Fast forward from the Germans to the year 1909.
Oh, we're going 100 years in the future. Okay.
Plus.
1730 to 1909.
I just remembered 1700s. Okay, sorry. 200 years.
I gotcha. Plus. Go.
1909.
Yeah. Newspapers described several recent encounters between local residents and a beast with enormous wings, a long pointed bill, claws like steel hooks, and an eye in the center of its forehead.
Just one eye again.
One eye, just like the picture.
Oh.
Making screeching noises like a locomotive whistle. Try and say that.
Sarah,
locomotive?
What does that sound like? Locomotive.
It sounded like you were saying local.
No, what would the screech sound like?
Yeah. You don't want me to screech. No.
Can you make train noises? Remember that girl on that girl on TikTok?
You remember how you made me do it?
Yes, I do. I do. It was hilarious. Try it again.
Describe for me the screech again.
Just train noises.
Like a locomotive whistle.
Mouth.
We want one. We want one.
I will. That was not what I remember.
Well, I was doing a whistle, like a high pitch whistle. So I was going,
is that through. What that was?
It sounded like to me.
High pitch?
Well, I didn't want to do too high pitch. Oh. All right, Boydson, you go.
No, that was plenty.
Wow, that was beautiful. I appreciate that. Thank you. No,
I really enjoyed that.
I hate everybody.
One article claimed that a man named Bill Gifferson was walking home when a winged creature attacked him, carried him up a hill, slashed his jugular vein with its beak, drained his blood,
Bill,
and then dumped his body into a ravine.
And he lived to tell the tale?
No, it's his body.
Oh.
I thought he was like recounting
this
tale. They drained
his blood. I don't think he's alive anymore.
Well, I thought he was telling this tale. And I was like, my God, Bill.
So how do we know this happened to Bill?
That's my question. Body. We found his body.
Drained of blood?
Drained of blood.
Yeah.
Obviously. So, of course, it got a lot of publicity.
Scallywags. What's the name?
Snallygaster.
Scallywags.
That's what you want to say, right?
Yes. And ever since you said that, I can't think of anything different. Snallygasters.
Snallygaster.
Got it.
So, lots of publicity. The Smithsonian put out a reward for its hide. Wow. And President Roosevelt considered postponing his African safari trip so that he could personally hunt the beast.
He considered it.
He considered, did not follow through.
He was like,
listen, the president trying to hunt a beast that killed somebody? That doesn't happen nowadays.
That's pretty important stuff. He was like, I've considered.
You need to catch a scallywag.
And I've said no.
I've reconsidered.
Oh, good old Teddy.
There were also articles by this newspaper that claimed that the Snallygaster preyed specifically on black people, and that it was, and just to be crystal clear, this is a quote, it was an omen of ill for colored voters who deserted the Republican Party in the presidential election.
Don't like that.
Okay, so they have made the Snallygaster political now.
Weaponized. Cryptids, apparently.
Huh.
So it came out later that the recent string of reports was actually a hoax by the local newspaper in order to increase its readership. Not cool, Middletown Valley Register.
Not cool, Middletown.
Not cool at all. For multiple reasons. In 1932, coming up on the tail end of Prohibition, news reports suggested that the Snallygaster was drawn to the moonshine hidden in the mountains.
Not the moonshine.
Not the moonshine. We love the moonshine.
It'd just be found with its head in a barrel of moonshine. Drunk Snallygasters.
Actually, the story was that it fell into a 2,500-gallon vat of backwoods liquor after being overcome by the fumes.
Told you.
Unfortunately, by the time officials got there, the alcohol had completely eaten away at the beast, leaving only its bones.
Ooh.
Which, for some reason, were blown up with dynamite.
Maybe they sold that. They could sell that liquor, the Snallygaster Moonshine, for millions.
How potent does that liquor have to be that it burned?
Moonshine back in Prohibition probably could eat away at all of our skin.
Okay. Gross.
So that was the last reported sighting of the Snallygaster, but it's got a few cool things that are relevant today. So There's an annual beer festival in Washington, D.C. called Snallygaster.
Love it. We're going.
That sounds fun.
If you're interested, October 12th, it's a Saturday.
Ooh. Okay.
2024. It's also seen in Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them as a dragon-like magical creature known to exist in the New World, featured in many Muggle newspapers, and was so well known that it was compared to the Loch Ness Monster.
It's well known. I've never heard about it.
That was in the Potterverse, but...
Oh. Explain. Lindsay, have you heard of it?
I do not remember this one from Fantastic Beasts.
No, Snallygaster, huh?
I tried to buy this. Snallygaster is the name of a blended whiskey product, or a blended whiskey produced out of Frederick, Maryland.
I mean, sure, that makes sense that they would capitalize on that.
I don't think they sell it around here in my parts of the land.
I would believe that.
So now I need to go to Maryland.
Okay.
Get some Snallygaster.
Is there anything haunted near Maryland that we could go to?
I'm sure.
You mean like the cemetery? Isn't Arlington close by?
Are you talking about Arlington in D.C.?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been there.
Right there in Maryland.
Right there.
I was going to say, she's been to D.C.
That's what I was asking. Everyone was like,
I've never been to D.C. or the Maryland.
Not the Maryland.
I was going to say that area, but it came out the... Sorry.
Well, when we visit, we can go to the Snallygaster Museum.
I love that.
It was recently started by an agency ER nurse.
Ooh.
/ Snallygaster enthusiast.
You guys... There's How so many missed opportunities. Did you not hear when you were telling the story? I was like, they should do this. And somebody else already had thought of it. So we just need to find a cryptid and make our own stuff.
It has to be a Kansas or Missouri cryptid, though.
Missouri's Momo. Somebody needs to cover Momo.
The creepy Momo Kansas that scared everybody on the internet?
No.
No, other Momo.
Oh, yeah.
Momo's kind of like a Bigfoot.
Okay.
But the Missouri version is a little bigger.
The creepy
like
girl. The creepy girl Momo is also creepy, but I don't think she originated in Missouri.
No, the creepy. I know what you're talking about, the Momo. The creepy girl. No, Momo is a humanoid with a pumpkin sized head.
Told you it's fatter. Everything's fatter in Missouri.
Ape like, similar to Bigfoot. What is
Kansas? There's not a lot of places to hide in Kansas.
In a wheat field.
You know, the Flint Hills.
Been there.
Oh, no. Ours is the bat-like creature.
So not Mothman?
What is it, though? It says the Kansas City Demon.
Okay.
A bat?
We can capitalize off of this.
12-foot wingspan.
Okay.
The Casey bat. We'll think of something better.
We'll come up with something, and we will open a museum.
Can confirm there's lots of bats in Kansas City, so...
Have not seen one with a 12-foot wingspan?
I don't know that. I avoid bats at all cost.
They're fine.
Thank you for that story about the scallywags.
You're welcome.
How did you hear about scallywag?
Well, thank you for asking.
The Snallygaster.
Snallygast.
Are you proud that I remember?
I received the gift of this cryptid creatures book.
Look at that. I got that in Washington.
Wait, is that an alien again on the cryptic creatures?
Yeah.
I've had it with them. Is that a koala?
It's a drop bear. Remember drop bears?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Oh, I do remember drop bears.
Anyway, there's my story.
Thank you for that. I have never heard of that cryptid.
You're welcome for that.
You know, just when you think you've heard of every cryptid.
You haven't.
When you've heard it all.
You have not.
Apparently, according to this map, we got 50. One per state.
Except for Kansas.
All right. Well, thanks so much, guys, for tuning in this week to our cryptid smorgasbord episode. You can always find us at thetipsyghost.com with our socials linked from there, or send us an email at thetipsyghost@gmail.com.
Please give us a 5-star rating and a great review anywhere you listen to podcasts. We really appreciate it, and it really does help.
All right, guys. Thanks so much. We'll catch you next week.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.